right, next up should be the 30th, and it is. Let's just keep rolling here. Win against Boston. Here we go, January 30th. Here we go. January 30th, 1982, the surging Whalers played host to struggling Boston, who won just two of their last seven at the mall. This night, all Greg Millen, stoning the Bees on 18 first-period shots while Pierre LaRouche's late power play goal staked Hartford to a 1-0 lead. Whalers turned the tide shot-wise with 15 in the second. Two of them lit the lamp in the Civic Center. Barkow sixth at 7:07. Then here, Dougie Sullivan's 23rd at 14:11. Opened a 3-0 Whaler lead.
All the way out to center. Now LaRouche starts back over the line of fancy stance. Coming over, leaves it. They score! Sullivan! LaRouche had his stick hung up by the defense through Crowder. So he left the puck 40 feet in front of the net. And Chicago style, Dougie Sullivan wound and fired and ripped one low on the sixth side of Barron.
Again, the tide turned in a Bruin-dominated third. Really, they ripped 29 shots off, Millen kicking 27 of them back and holding the Bees scoreless till Navan Lavalier's 12th at 17:23. Brad Park made things real interesting for the point with a minute 7 left. Still more when, with a sixth attacker, Peter McNabb was stoned in the dying seconds by Millen as he and the Whalers held on for a 3-2 win to go unbeaten in 5. January 30th, 1982. This date in Whaler NHL history. Tonight, the 5-game West-East road trip opens in Los Angeles. Chuck the King preview next when Whaler Magazine continues.